New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is now suing Harvey Weinstein and his Hollywood film company. Complaint argues that the Weinstein company broke New York law by, quote, failing to protect its employees from pervasive sexual harassment, intimidation, and discrimination. And the lawsuit may get in the way of the potential sale of the Weinstein company. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So Harvey Weinstein's lawyer said in a statement that a fair investigation will show that many of the allegations against his client are without merit. But can you tell us more about what this lawsuit is claiming?
Absolutely. The lawsuit says that the founders and other people in the organization allegedly and repeatedly violated state and city laws barring gender discrimination, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and coercion. And, you know, what's interesting about this is that I think it's part of the suit is not just to say that the two guys running the company, but other people as well. And I think that that's going to be very interesting because this is going to involve many more people than just the two people at the titular top of the organization.
Ed Schneiderman's office says that they're filing this lawsuit now in order to get in the way of the potential sale of the studio, which has been looking for a buyer for months. Who's interested in buying the Weinstein Company?
Well, it's an investor group. It's led by Maria Contreras Sweet. She's best known for running the Small Business Administration under President Obama. And, you know, interesting. Now, this group had said previously that they had planned to establish a settlement fund for victims of the alleged misconduct. And I had heard numbers $20 to $30 million or so. But it appears that the New York's Attorney General office was not happy with In other words, they wanted to see this as part and parcel to the deal. And so part of stopping this in its tracks, the deal itself, is a way to make sure that they are allocating funds for the victims.
What about the Weinstein Company itself? We hear about it all the time, but how big is it and how is it doing financially?
Well, it's doing pretty poorly financially. Without this deal, many believe it's going to have to declare bankruptcy because it's carrying somewhere around $225 to maybe $250 million in debt. And the deal that was supposedly going through was going to be about a $500 million deal, but that is included assuming that debt. I would also note, however, that, listen, this company has assets. You look at it and you see, well, it's got this film library. They sold a bunch of titles to Goldman Sachs back in 2010. But in fact, there's a films division has 525 titles. The TV division, they made Project Runway and the spinoffs, and they're producing lots of different things. There's projects in development. So, you know, there are assets underlying the company.
So what's likely to happen?
Well, I mean, I think this deal is pretty much dead in its tracks. And, you know, if I were that investor group, what I might try to do is say, well, why don't I just wait till they go into bankruptcy? And then if this thing is thrown into bankruptcy, then a bankruptcy judge is going to sell off the pieces. And then you buy what you want. And there will be a bidding war, and you'll see that there'll be kind of some nastiness around like, who's going to bid for this stuff. But again, you know, a lot of the things that have been produced by this company are valuable, and it may not be valuable as one package, but what's going to first happen is there will be a victims fund that comes out of the deal.
Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. Her podcast is called Better Off. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.